It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
So it's a really interesting conversation because tomorrow I am partnering with this venture capital firm and fund, and I am training their community around marketing going into 2023. And what's really interesting about this is, you know, it's really about marketing today and how to stay relevant and how to build sales into the future. So this is a conversation I had a few years ago with a few venture capital companies and a few funds, a few organizations I gave grant money to founding businesses and startups. And what was interesting was I remember having conversations with people that were given large sums of money, $15,000 grant, $20,000 grant, $50,000 grant, right? Or, you know, 200K, you know, investment from a venture capital company, whatever. And what was really fascinating was these companies that would get the money, they would go out of business in about 6 to 12 months. So from 1 year from when they received the capital, they received the grant money or whatever, in about 6 to 12 months, they would not only not have any more capital, but a lot of them went out of business. And so this was very interesting for me. I was really curious, and I'm like, okay, you guys are getting money, but I don't understand why you can't make money. And so this is the dilemma for people that all they do is focus on winning grant money and all they do is focus on getting outside investment. There's a skill to be able to bootstrap your business. It's a skill. It is a skill to be able to bootstrap your business. Because what happens is when you always get outside money, and you don't really understand how to grow your business without outside investment and outside capital, you become reliant on the outside capital. So I started asking these VC companies, these funds, these organizations, why are the businesses that you're giving money to then going out of business in 6 months and 12 months? Why are they going out of business? You're giving them money. You're giving them mentorship. And then these businesses, I'm asking them the same question, and they're saying, it's not enough money, so I have to focus on winning more grants. I have to focus on getting outside investment. So I'm asking them, and I'm trying to figure out, where is the money going? So I'm asking both parties, the people that are receiving the funding and the people that are giving the funding, where is the money actually going? And this is really, really interesting. Again, if you're just joining me, I am talking about venture capital. I'm talking about organizations. I'm talking about funds that give outside of, that give investments to companies. Sometimes they give it in forms of they're taking equity. Sometimes it's a form of grants, meaning that that individual or that entrepreneur do not have to pay the money back. But a lot of these companies are receiving money. They're going out of business, meaning that they're getting money, but they're still not able to operate their business. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to talk to these VCs and funds, and I'm trying to talk to these recipients, and I'm trying to figure out, where is the money going? Does anybody know where the money is going? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Where is the money going? And I want to reiterate, I'm not saying don't go get the bag. Obviously, go get the bag, right? Go get the biggest bag that you can get. The issue is people that are getting the bag, it's like there's almost a hole at the bottom of the bag, because by the time they get back to their business, all the money is gone. And I've seen this many and many times, because over the last few years, I've trained over thousands of entrepreneurs, literally thousands of entrepreneurs, and I've had the privilege to see behind a lot of their businesses. I know what goes on. I understand their margin. I understand their business. And what happens is there's a few things that happen. So let's talk about from the recipient side. I just got the money. The first issue and the biggest issue for when you give people money and they're not ready for the money, I'm not talking about, you know, there's not a need for it in their business. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm saying they're not ready for the money. I'm literally talking about the mindset that they don't have. So these businesses that VC companies are giving them money, or organizations of funds that are giving them, you know, these grants, these $15K grants to $100,000 grants, you know, to, you know, $200,000 grants. The issue is when they get this money, they don't have the mindset to hold on to the money. So there's a few things that happen. When these entrepreneurs and companies that they win these grants on stage or get an outside investment on stage, and they have that big check, you know, for the photos, and it's great, and I am happy for them, but that's not the end of their story. That's just the beginning of their story. And what I'm finding is the people that are getting the money, in 6 to 12 months, they're out of business. And here's some of the things I've identified for that. And if you're just joining me, again, I'm talking about, and tomorrow I am hosting a workshop with a VC company, right? Venture capital a company and fund, their partner arm, companies that they've invested in. So they're bringing me on to say, okay, Abu, we just gave them all this money. Can you tell them what to do now with this money? And I said, okay, don't mind if I do. But here's the issue. Before I accepted this training, I had the conversation with the founders and the CEOs and whatever. And I said, hey, what are y'all doing for these businesses? And they're like, well, we're giving them money. I'm like, no, but you don't understand. You're not the only fund and VC company I am entering to do these trainings. I see a repeated pattern. Money that's given, it's money that literally goes out the window, and these companies don't exist in 6 to 12 months from now. I'm not saying these companies only need mentorship and not money, and I'm not saying that they only need money and not mentorship. I'm saying there's something else that's missing. And there's two big things I believe that are missing. One, technical expertise. Right? They don't have any technical expertise when it comes to acquisition. How are you acquiring customers? And this reminds me of the story that my mentor used to tell me. He was like, Abu, don't worry about getting on Forbes 30 under 30.
He's like, if you go and look at those businesses that were on Forbes 30 under 30 5 years ago, last year, a lot of those businesses are not even in business no more, right? They're not even in business anymore. And so it's not the accolades, right? It's, can you acquire customers? Can you increase your revenue more than your expenses as they accrue? And that's it at the end of the day. So there's two big things I see these entrepreneurs lack. The first thing is the technical expertise when it comes to acquisition. These companies that are given all this money, they don't even know what the cost is to acquire a customer, right? They don't even know what the cost is to acquire a customer. And so if someone you're giving money to doesn't know the cost to acquire their customer, what do you think is going to happen to them in 6 to 12 months? No amount of money you could give them is going to keep them afloat, because they literally have no way of tracking where their spending is going, why they should be spending in these areas, what's the return on their spending. They have no technical expertise, and so they start trying to hire out the agencies, and they don't even know what they're looking for. And so the people who are bootstrapping, who are making all this, you know, money and are understanding their costs because ain't nobody giving them outside investments, this is almost a double-edged sword to them because they need the money. But everyone that's getting the bag are the people that don't know how to deal with the money. They don't have the technical expertise in order to acquire their customers, in order for acquisition. And so a few years ago, I started working with the VC community, the fund community, organizations that gave grants, and I would always bring this up. They were just so happy to give money out to then be featured on Forbes and then be featured on these photo op opportunities. Like, hey, we were the org that gave out $1 million. And I'm like, if there were any smart journalists, they would literally say, okay, let me track the success rate of these organizations that you're just giving money to. Because it's not enough to give orgs $1 million. I think you're actually doing companies a disservice by giving them money and they go out of business a lot sooner than they would have. And so you're giving these companies money, right? They're going out of business a lot sooner. The other thing is, when these companies get money, this is a lot of times the most amount of money they've ever seen in their business. So giving someone a $5,000 grant that hasn't made $5,000, this is the most amount of money they've ever seen in their business. And so this is what typically tends to happen. They get the $5,000, the plan that they thought they were going to use the $5,000 for, they end up not using it for because they just got $5,000. Now imagine this is $50,000. Imagine this is $100,000. A business that's never seen $100,000 before, you're giving them $100,000. Now they're not following their plan. They're holding on to the money. And what's happening is they're just prolonging their death. Right, they're prolonging the death of their business because they're holding on to their money. They're only going to use their money in chaos situations. The growth that they thought they wanted to experience, they're not using their money for that because this is the most amount of money they've ever made. And so this leads me to point two: it's the mindset. A lot of these businesses have this mindset. And a lot of these entrepreneurs, because it's not even the business, it's the founder, right? It's the creative, it's the CEO, it's the entrepreneur. A lot of these entrepreneurs have a mindset that no amount of money or mentorship is going to get them over. And this is why, and I don't know 100% of the solution of what needs to be, you know, created, et cetera, but I just know that a lot of these businesses, you're accelerating, not their growth, you're accelerating their death till they run out of business. And so I'm doing this training tomorrow, and I'm going to keep it real and honest because that's just who I am. And I'm just going to let them know, hey, I know you just got a lot of money, but let me tell you in 6 to 12 months how to stay in business so you're not out of business. Now, some of you are going to hear me but not going to understand exactly what I'm saying, and you're going to go out of business. right? And some of you are going to heed to what I say, and you're going to double down, and you're going to work, and you're going to, you know, make sure you're still in business 6 to 12 months from now. And so this is, you know, I'm literally looking at the documentation. They gave me the background. A lot of these are business owners, you know, woman-owned businesses, black woman-owned businesses that receive these grants and funding. My fear always is, you know, are they going to be in business from 6 to 12 months from now? What do you think, right? What do you think? What do you think is the biggest issue? Again, a lot of entrepreneurs don't understand acquisition costs. How do I acquire my customers? A lot of entrepreneurs, when you give grant money to, that's the most amount of money they've ever made in their business. And that didn't even come from sales of their products. It came from grant money. So how do you think they're going to react when they now have a large sum of capital? They're going to hold on to that capital and prolong their business going out of business because they're not going to use it in the way that you thought they'd use it. And then the technical expertise, they have no technical expertise in acquiring customers. And so if you have a good product or service-based business, and I remember reading about Steve Jobs, you know, he was someone that I thought did a really good job in understanding this concept. If you have a good product or service-based business, it's your duty to serve customers, to serve clients. After you do something really well and you have a good product or service, the next thing you should do is build a marketing company because you want to amplify that product or service that you have. You want to make sure everyone gets a hold of it. And this is the same thing Steve Jobs did with the Apple products. He said, okay, we have the Apple products, you know, but you know, there's a lot of other phone companies out here. There's a lot of other products out here. Yeah, we're different, but at the end of the day, we're still hardware. We need to be a better marketing company than Microsoft. We need to be a better marketing company than Samsung. We need to be a better marketing company than, one device? I'm blanking on it. and so essentially, they needed to become a better marketing company if they wanted Apple products to be in everyone's hand, right? To be a worldwide device. And so this is the same mindset you need to have in your business is, okay, I know this product, I have testimonials, you know, the best thing for me now is to get in as many hands as possible. I'm not a product company no more. I'm not a skincare company no more. I'm not a hair care company no more, right? I'm not a service events-based business no more. I'm a marketing company. I'm a marketing company, and I'm going to make sure everyone understands my business, they have visibility to it, and I'm serving as much people as possible. Does that make sense? Hopefully I didn't lose anybody here. But that's what's been on my mind. That's literally what's on my mind right now. And I wanted to make sure that I mentioned it. Again, I wanted to make sure I mentioned it because it's a really fascinating what's happening, and no one sees it. I guess I see it because I don't have any horses in the race. I come in and I'm wondering what happened to that last cohort that I just trained. Like, where are they, right? Oh, a lot of them are out of business. Well, how did that happen? Where did the money go? Where does the money go?
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.